And this is why I love what Jesus tells him in the 38th verse. And this is what I was trying to tell my son, but I wasn't as aggressive with him as, you know, I may have been with somebody of age, right? I wasn't as brutally honest. I was honest with him, but I didn't want to discourage him either from wanting to make his video, right? So I didn't get too hard on him or try to break it down too much, but I was honest with him. And when I say, hey, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the podcast. I just want to say thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. And just really quickly, if you're watching the podcast on YouTube, don't forget to share the podcast, like the podcast. It helps us in the podcasting category on YouTube. Also, if you have not subscribed to our channel, please click the subscribe button and click the bell as well. It will notify you every time we upload a video. And if you're watching this on any of the podcasting platforms, share those links on social media or with your friends if it is an encouragement to you as well. Listen, we're going to hop right into the podcast. I want to share a story with you guys dealing with my son, Trayvon. He's 11 years old. And recently, about a couple months ago, and the reason why I want to share this story, because I think it speaks to us, whether you're, you know, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, I think this is something that we all could relate to. Now, being that he's younger, I understand some of the decisions he made and why he wasn't grasping hold of certain things. But even, you know, we being adults, we can do these same things that I've seen him do. And let me get into the story. Basically, you know, my son, both of my sons, Trevor Jr. and Trayvon, they like to play their video games on the weekends. Mostly when it's school time, it's rare that they play during the week. So a lot of times they play on the weekends, but summertime, you know, mostly throughout the week and weekends, right? So they love playing the video games. They like watching people on YouTube playing video games. So my son Trayvon, a few months ago, he was like, you know, I want to start a channel. I want to play my games on the channel. I don't necessarily want to show my face for the video game part of the channel. I want it to be a faceless type of thing, like some of the videos that he watched. He also wants to share some of his cooking videos. He likes to cook and some other adventures that he does. So I was like, okay, cool. So it took us a little time. We got his banner made for his channel. You know, we got the little icon made for his channel, you know, just set his YouTube channel up, got his name and everything, you know, set up. So, you know, he was excited about that. So we ended up doing that. And then obviously the next step is to, you know, upload a video. So we've been talking about uploading a video and him recording. So finally, you know, we do some recording, some test runs, and some of the things doesn't work out right. And finally, the other day, it's like, okay, we're going to do this recording, and it's going to be a real recording, and this is going to be your first one. And all of a sudden, he's on the phone with his friend. They had been playing the game a little bit already, his friend Luke. And he's like, listen, I want to play with Luke on the video game. I want to have him on and be talking to him while I'm playing. And I'm like, listen, you know, I'm like, Trayvon, I understand that that you want to have him on. But the problem with that is for one, you haven't uploaded one video yet and you're trying to bring somebody else on. And for two, you ought to know by watching other people's videos that when it comes to recording, both of you will have to have your own audio for it to sound professional and for it to sound professional and sound good. Because what's going to happen is because I was going to have him record right where I'm sitting now with a little lapel mic, but he wants to talk to his friend through the cell phone. So I'm telling him, listen, the cell phone, him talking through the cell phone is going to interrupt what you talking into the mic. And you're also listening to the video game at the same time and screen recording. So you're doing all these things, but it's not going to sound professional. It's not going to look professional. They're going to wonder who you're talking to. So, you know, I break all of these different things down to him. And not that it wasn't a good idea, but it just wasn't time for that, right? You haven't even uploaded your first video. You don't even have the proper equipment to get what it is that you're trying to do done. So he goes, you know, in the family room, he goes, and I'm waiting for him to come back to record. So I'm wondering what he's doing in there. So lo and behold, he's in there still on the phone with his friend trying to figure out some type of way to get this done. Even though I told him it's not going to work out, it's not going to be good. They're trying to figure it out. So he comes and says, oh, dad, I'm just going to lower the volume down on the phone and still talk to him. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And I started to say something to him again, but I said, you know what? I'm just going to let him do what he has to do because he's going to have to just learn on his own and see for himself. And I understood why he wanted to have his friend on. They play all the time. You know, they have a great time when they're playing together, but it just wasn't the time for it. So he goes, he records. I come back. Something happened with the recording. And then when we were listening to, well, before we listened to the audio, he told me, yeah, dad, you were right. You could hear him talking in the background through the mic and it was distorted. And I was like, it's okay, Trayvon. And then I broke down to him. I said, listen, this is what I was trying to explain to you, right? And with me talking to him, he understood. He finally understood because he had to see for himself. But after we went through that, I started thinking, I'm like, man, I understand why he didn't quite grasp it right away. And I understand why he was so gung-ho with bringing his friend on and having him on while he was playing. But I started thinking about us as adults, right? Like how we do that, how, you know, there's things that God may have called us to do, or maybe there's goals that we have, or maybe, you know, there's something that we need to get done, but we're trying to bring other people in to the equation or into that thing that we're trying to do. And it's just not time yet. And I get it, right? Because it feels good to bring a friend in or have somebody involved. It just makes the job or whatever it is that you're doing much easier. But sometimes it's just not the time for it. And when I was thinking about what happened with him, I started thinking about this scripture, and I'll share this with you and touch on a couple of points in the scripture. But I think it'll be an encouragement to us, right? Because everywhere that we're trying to go, you know, everybody can't go. And I'm not saying that they can't ever go, but sometimes there's some things that we are set out to do or that God has called us to do that we have to start ourselves, right? Even when it comes to, you know, whether it's social media, whether it's a business, whether it's things going on at home or a job, you know, whatever that goal is, a lot of times we're looking for this team, like, oh, I need a team. I need this person to help me do this, this person to help me do that. But sometimes you're not going to be able to start out like that. Sometimes people need to see what it is that you're doing and see that you're serious about what you're doing before they're willing to help you. But I wanted to share the scripture because I thought that what he went through and what he experienced and what he learned from it is exactly what we can learn from it. And we need to learn from it because even at this age, even at my age, even at your age, we can still make this same decision knowing that, listen, this may not be the right time to do so. But listen to the scripture. And this is John chapter 13. And we're going to read verses 31 through 38. And this is Jesus predicting Peter's denial, right? So he's talking to the disciples. Listen to what he says in verse 31. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Watch this. He says, ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you. So he says, listen, where I'm going, what it is I'm going to do, you cannot come. And that's how it is sometimes, right? There's certain things that we have to do. There's certain purposes in our life that we have to do that people just can't come right now. And some people just can't come ever, right? But it goes on to say, verse 34, and this is one of these next two verses is two of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. I talk about these two scriptures, 34 and 35, all the time. Obviously, it is important for us to love one another, especially those of us in the household of faith. And obviously, we should be loving those on the outside of the household of faith. But this is why it's important that we really, really love one another. You know, those of us that are in the body and that are saved. Verse 35, he goes on to say, by this shall all men know. This is why it's important for us to love one another and have that bond, right? He says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Why, Jesus? if ye have love one to another. So he says, listen, this is how they're going to know that you belong to me and that I am your Savior, that I am your Lord, by the love that you show one towards another. Not even show the love that you have, right? We're not talking about anything fake or anything made up or pretend. No, the love that you have one for another, this is how they're going to know that you are my disciples. Verse 36 goes on to say, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. So Jesus doesn't tell him, listen, you know, you're not going to never be able to go where I'm going. He said, but listen, where I'm going right now, what it is I'm going to do right now, you know, lay down my life, you know, hung on the cross, buried, resurrected. He says, listen, you can't go right now where I'm going. He said, but later on, you'll be able to come with me on the journey where it is that I am going, right? And sometimes that's the thing that we have to understand, right? Whether we're on the side of the one that is taking the journey, or we're on the side of the one that wants to go on a journey, right? Sometimes the time is just not now. If you're the one taking the journey, you got to be bold enough to let somebody know, listen, I want you on this journey with me. I'm not saying you can't never come. It's just like with my son, right? I think him and his friend are going to be making videos together and doing what they got to do. But at that moment in time, it just wasn't the time. He didn't have the resources. He didn't have what he need to even make that happen. So if you're on that journey, you got to be able to say, listen, you can't come with me now. This is something I have to do for myself. And if you're on the opposite side, on the opposite side of that, where you're the one that wants to go on a journey with somebody, you got to be mature enough to say to yourself after they tell you that and not get mad and get upset and say, oh, they're trying to be funny. Say, listen, it's just not my time to go. They didn't tell me I could never go. It's just not the time, right? But listen to what the scripture goes on to say. I love this. This is beautiful. It says, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Where are you going, Lord? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Listen to what Peter says. Peter said unto him, Lord, why can I not follow thee? Why cannot I follow thee now? He says, why can't I go now? I want to go right now. And like I said, if you're on that side of being the one that wants to go on the journey, yes, you may want to go now, but listen to what Jesus says to him, or listen to what he says to Jesus first. He says, I will lay down my life for thy sake, right? So what he's saying is, I'm ready. I know you told me I'm not ready. I know you told me it's not time for me to go now, but I'm telling you, Jesus, I am ready. I'm willing to lay down my life. And that's kind of what we see in whether it's ministry, whether it's business, whether it's family or whatever have you, right? Sometimes there's things that we have to do, and there's people that want to come with us and do these things with us. And they're saying, listen, I'm willing to lay down my life. Because what does that represent? That represents sacrifice, right? Like, it's no more going to be about me. I'm going to be fully immersed, fully focused on what it is that you're going forward to do. But Jesus is telling them, man, listen, you're not ready for that yet. You think you're ready, but you're not ready. And this is why I love what Jesus tells him in the 38th verse. And this is what I was trying to tell my son, but I wasn't as aggressive with him as, you know, I may have been with somebody of age, right? I wasn't as brutally honest. I was honest with him, but I didn't want to discourage him either from wanting to make his video, right? So I didn't get too hard on him or try to break it down too much, but I was honest with him. And when I saw that he wasn't getting it or didn't want to get it, maybe he did and just figured, oh, I'm going to still try it anyway. I said, all right. And this is what God allows us to do sometimes. All right, I'm going to let you just go ahead and do what you want to do, and we'll see how that works out. And it didn't work out. And just like God, I didn't say, oh, I told you, son, that it wasn't going to work out. But I just broke down to him like, listen, you just starting out, you know, build a foundation yourself, you know, get some material up. Then you can start to talk about bringing your friend in and figure out what it is that you guys need to get in order for him to be a part of what it is that you're doing, right? It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen or never can happen, but now is not the time. And this is what Jesus is telling Peter. He said, listen, now is not the time. You're not ready like you think you're ready. You don't have everything. You're not equipped with everything you need like you think you are equipped with everything you need, right? But last verse we're going to read here, 38. Jesus answered him now. Now he says, listen, why can't I go now? I'm ready to lay down my life. I'm ready to sacrifice it all. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. So what is Jesus saying to him? You are not ready. I know you think you're ready. I know you think you got everything that it takes to get this job done, but you are not ready. And we have to be mature enough. When God says, listen, even if you're the one that want to take the journey, even if you're the journeyman and God said, listen, now is not the time to go on that journey. We got to be able to be mature enough to say, nevertheless, not my will be done, Lord, but thy will. And I wanted to share my son's story with you because I think, you know, all throughout our lives, we go through these decisions, whether we're the journeyman or whether we're the ones that are going on the journey with the journeyman or with the leader of that particular task or whatever it is that they're doing, right? We got to be mature enough to know when it's time, when it's not time, if we're ready, if we're not ready, because if we don't, then we're going to mess things up. And look, exactly what Jesus tells Peter. He says, listen, you're talking about laying down your life. You're going to deny me three times before the cock even crows. And not only does Peter do exactly what the Lord says, but then he goes off and he's warming himself near fire and they're accusing him of being with Jesus. He flips out and cusses the people out. He goes off on them. So he wasn't really where he thought he was. And then we learn later on that he pretty much goes back to his old life. He goes into a backsliding condition when we look at what backsliding is today, right? He went back fishing. He went back to the thing God called him from. And Jesus had to go and get him in the midst of him doing that. Remember, he was on the boat, you know, naked and fishing and all of that. And when he heard Jesus' voice, he dived in the water like, oh, that's the Lord. You know what I mean? When he realized it was God, when he realized it was Jesus, he was like, oh, that's the Lord. And look at what the Lord had to do for him. He had to, the same way he denied the Lord three times, the Lord had to ask him three times, do you love me, right? He restored him. But it goes to show that sometimes we can think that we are somewhere where we are not, but God has to allow us to go through what it is that we need to go through in order to get to the place that we need to get to. So I wanted to encourage you guys, eat on this, think on this, right? I don't know what part you're playing in this story or who you are in this story, but if you are that person that is starting out in ministry, starting out in business, starting out something on the job, whatever it is, you know, that it is that you're doing, know that everybody can't go now. And understand that there's some people that can't ever go, right? And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow, but you got to be mature and be able to accept that. Because if you're going to get whatever it is that you're going to get done, you know, in this life, that's something that you're going to have to be comfortable with and understand. And if you're somebody that you feel like you're on that helping side, it just may not be your time now to help out or to get involved. Don't get offended. Don't get mad. Just keep preparing yourself. You know, don't be like Peter and, you know, thinking that you're ready and know all this and all that, but you're not really prepared. And then you go off the rails and do something crazy. And now this person got to come back and restore you and get you in the right place to help out with the vision. That's what you don't want to do, right? We want to be mature on whatever side it is that we play in this equation. But I wanted to share my son's story, and I'm thankful that he learned from it. He's 11. He's very smart. You know, I'm thankful that he learned from it. He got it, you know, and he's ready to upload his first video. We're going to have to re-record that this weekend coming up because, you know, as you guys know, it's during the week. You know, he has school, so more than likely he's going to record his first video during this week coming up. But he's I love it because it's not only going to be about video games. He's going to be sharing some of the stuff he's learning, how to cook and things of that nature. He's 11. So I love that this is something that he wants to do. And when we start uploading videos, if you guys want to go check out his channel, it's called Pope is Dope. That's the name that he wanted to name his channel because all the different things he's going to do, you know, just, you know, if you got kids or whatever have you, you know, just encourage them to subscribe. There's nothing up there now. So if you go there and you just see the banner and the little icon, I already told you that there's nothing uploaded yet. But in the next couple of weeks, we're definitely going to start to get some stuff up there for him because I want him to stay encouraged. And being that he's focused on that, you know, I want to make sure I help him to do that, right? Because when our kids come to us, I've learned from being a kid, you know, in the past, that sometimes our children can come and say, I want to do X, Y, and Z. And if it's something that we feel is a little too hard, or it's going to take a whole lot for us to get involved and do, we'll kind of discourage him. So that's what I didn't want to do. It's going to be some extra work for me because a lot of stuff he doesn't know how to do, editing, so on and so forth. But I'm willing to do that if he's willing to put in the work and play his part. Same way with the Lord, right? You know, we being fathers, and even you being mothers, we know that this is how the Lord do with us, right? Like, I'm not going to do everything for you. I'm here to play my role, but you have to put your hands to something, right? And as you put your hands to it, I'm going to help you accomplish those things. But know that I love you guys. I appreciate you guys always hopping on the podcast with me. I pray that this encouraged you as well as the way it encouraged me and my son. And on until the next time we hop on the podcast together, know that I love you guys, and shalom.